I think first. My decision is made. I think first, and my decision is made. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. I think first, and my decision is made. How many times do we think and wish and wish and wish and wish and wonder why nothing takes place? Nothing happens. We go on and on and on, and nothing happens. And really, nothing happens for one simple reason. The reason is we don't think first. If I think first, my decision is made. Now, I'm going to go into town and I'm going to go and do some shopping. And I make a list of things I'm going to buy. And then I go in town and I buy those things. And then when I'm in town, I see a few other things that I hadn't had on my list. And I say, is that my budget to buy? If it is, I'll buy it. If not, I will just deny it. I will just ignore it. I think first and my decision is made. So many times we think that just because the idea comes to us, we must carry it through. And the idea comes to us that we want to be an artist. The idea comes to us we want to be a musician. Now, how often have I thought I'd love to play the piano, but how seldom have I taken the time to practice it? How often have I thought, oh, listen to those operatic singers hitting those beautiful notes and having those sustained vibratos and fantastic. Oh, I'd love to do that. But how seldom do I practice on doing the things that must be done to accomplish that sort of a goal? Oh, yes, it's so easy to not think first. It's so easy just to look at life and say, isn't it grand? Wouldn't we love to do those things? Wouldn't we love to enter into those adventures and into those activities? Well, we are quite wise people, actually. Yes, we are. We have created the theater. We have created writing and stories. We have created short stories. We have created long stories. We have created fiction. And we have created nonfiction. We have created science. We have created all sorts of things. And do you want to know something? The biggest fiction in the world is science. Yes. Science is the biggest fiction in the world because science is all about things that are not yet proven, not yet done, not yet accomplished, but they're in our mind. And we think because they're in our mind, they surely must have reality to them. They surely must have value to them. They surely must have life to them. They surely must have something that is truly important. And we say, let's go for it. And then we go for it. And the scientists study these things, and they go into these things, and they look into these things, and they're all fiction. They're all something that has not been proven yet, something that has not been shown. Our short stories, our fiction stories that we read, are stories about adventures that people never had, but they visualize themselves having them. It's all fiction. Life is fiction. Fiction means something that has not yet completely been fulfilled. Because when we start to completely fulfill the things in our life, magic takes place. When we start to completely fulfill the dreams and the wonderment that we have, we are living in a magical world, a world of the outstanding, the unrevealed, the unfulfilled, but yet the very, very, very real. So, I think first. And as I think first, my decision is made. My decision is made to be a scientist or to be a musician or to be a person, just living my life in the most beautiful way, being myself and having fun, whatever comes to me to be myself and have fun. It may change every moment. It may change, in fact, 6 or 8 times in a moment, because our mind is very agile, very active, very interested in everything that comes along. And we think, wouldn't it be fun to sail a kite? Wouldn't it be fun to go for a swim in the ocean? Wouldn't it be fun to play on the beach? Wouldn't it be fun to climb a mountain? Wouldn't it be fun to play an instrument? Wouldn't it be fun to do all these things? Ho, ho, ho! And how many of us do it? Well, Anita Lope is one of the people who does that. She wants to play a guitar, and she learns to play the guitar. She doesn't play it great, but she plays it good, and she plays it to her happiness and her satisfaction. She wants to play the ukulele, and she learns it. She doesn't do it great, but she does it to her satisfaction. Now, if she wanted to really be great, she's got the genius within her to do it great. But everything Anita wants is to just have a taste of the ice cream, a taste of the chocolate, a taste of the beautiful things in life. She does not necessarily want to be an operatic star or a great musician or an author of great books, but she likes to write, and she likes to take pictures, and she likes to send it out on Facebook, and she likes to do all these things. And does that mean that she's crazy? It sure does. She's crazy like a loon. She's doing everything right. She's following her heart. She's listening to, I think first, and my decision is made. Now, she may not choose to be the greatest guitar player in the world, the greatest ukulele player in the world, but she is good enough for her own personal enjoyment. And then she goes on to other adventures. And the other adventures are exciting and wonderful. And today she has 12 adventures, and tomorrow she'll have 100, and the next day she'll have one. Every day the number changes according to her enthusiasm for life, according to her delight in being herself and having fun. Can you say as much for yourself? Can you say that you're choices change every single day, and that every single moment of every single day your choices change, and your choices, they say, yes, play with me, try me on. My decision is made to be doing this. And so she says, I am going to build a beautiful pond out here, and I'm going to do this and that and the other thing to it, and I'm going to put fish in there, and I'm going to put a house over the pond so the fish aren't too hot in the middle of the desert there, and I'm going to do this. Well, she got going on that, and it was wonderful. Then she got onto other things, and as she got onto other things, the pond was left in limbo. Not that it was wrong, or it's right, or it's good, or it's bad, or not that perhaps someday it'll be complete. Maybe tomorrow, maybe today, maybe never. It doesn't matter. She played the game as long as she wanted to. Can you imagine a scientist who's working on all of these various theories, and he comes up with several conclusions? And he says, well, all right, H2O is water. And H2O2 is hydrogen peroxide. And these are very fascinating things and very wonderful things. Now, hydrogen peroxide can be used for a million things. It can be used in so many ways. And so Anita is studying it today. And she's finding out 375,000 ways that hydrogen peroxide can be used in the daily living of every human being. And she says, isn't that wonderful? And then somebody says to her, all right, you found out all those ways. Tell me about them. And she says, oh, that was yesterday. Today, I'm into gold. I'm thinking, how can gold be such a valuable mineral when it really is nothing more than a mineral from the ground? It happens to be something that somebody put a value on it, and all of a sudden, boom, it has value. Now, as a scientist, do I want to create gold? Can I manufacture it? Can I reveal gold out of the nothingness or the allness? And, oh, hey, that's a great idea, Anita says. And so off she is on this tangent for us, of going into seeing how gold can be made from grosser metals. Yes, we are all into these things. We are all into our dreams. We're all into our magic of our ideas of how life can be exciting and rewarding and really something magical. But do we have to stick with our dreams? Do we have to stay with each dream? The scientist doesn't. He goes on to another, he has another, oh, hey, that's a great idea. Oh, hey, tomorrow that's a great idea. And, of course, if he doesn't settle down on some ideas, the institutions that he's working for will think that he's not producing anything. But if he can tell them about, if he can enthuse them in his excitement for living, they will sponsor him to do anything he wants to do. And if he comes up with a goodie now and then that pays the way, they'll say, hey, who knows what he's going to come up with? Let's back him up. Let's see what this scientist is going to come up with. Let's see what this creator, this imaginative being, is going to reveal. So first the scientist thinks. I think first. And then my decision is made. And how wonderful and how beautiful and how glorious and how fulfilling and how exciting that is. To think first and then the decision is made. But never think that this is the end and all, or that this is what I must do, or today I promised I was going to work on this decision and tomorrow I found out that this new decision is more exciting than anything I'd thought about before, and I set the first decision aside to work on the second. And the next day I do the same thing, and then all of a sudden I have a decision that involves me absolutely. And so for weeks on end, months on end, years on end, I'm working on these various concepts that I have. And then, boom, I come up with the conclusion. Maybe I come up with the conclusion in a moment's notice. Maybe I come up with the conclusion in just an instant, or maybe a little shorter time. But I come up with it because I think first, my decision is made. And I do not make myself be bound to any decision of the past, because new ideas blossom in my heart and in my soul and in my mind, and I am ready for the new dimensions that stand before me waiting for me to say, ooh la la, I'm here, how fantastic, how glorious, how wonderful, how great it is. We all have thoughts that we think for today. We all have dreams that we think. We all have ideals that we have. We all have ways of looking at life and saying to ourselves, this is wonderful. And then a moment later, we say, hey, that's wonderful too. And when we say, that's wonderful too, what are we doing? Are we saying, I'm no good? I don't finish what I start? I'm always jumping to new adventures? You bet. For life is a matter of jumping from one adventure to another, one magical expression to another. And that's where I am, and that's where you are, every moment of my life. Have a lovely day, and know that as you leap from adventure to adventure, as you think first, your decision is made. And all of life is an exciting adventure of newness, moment by moment. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.